ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18. The residents of Jambudvip offer prayers. This is the last of the series of prayers. It's been uttered by Lakshmi Devi towards Kamadev. Is a little difficult. It's not like the normal meter, so we will try. Svatvam mamapi achyuta sisnivandita. Karambujam yatvad adhai satpatam. Vibharsi mam lakshma varenya mayaya. Ka isvarasya hitam uhitum vibhur iti. Svatam mamapi achutasis nivanditam. Karambujam yatvad adhaye satvatam. They can give the class instead. Vibharsi mam lakshma varenya mayaya. Ka isvarasya hitam uhitum vibhur iti. Svatam mamapi achyutasis nibanditam. Karambujam yatvad adhai satvatam. Vibharsi mam lakshma varenya mayaya. Ka isvarasya hitam uhitum vibhur iti. Sasa pi. Karambujam yatvad adhai satvatam. Vibharsamam lakshma varenya mayaya. Ka isvarasya hitam uhityam vibhur iti. Karambujam yatvad adhai satvatam. Vibharsi mam lakshma varenya mayaya. Ka isvarasya hitam uhitam vibhuriti. Matajis. Satvam mamapi achyutasis nibanditam. Karambujam yatvad adhai satvatam. Vibharsi mam lakshma varenya mayaya. Ka isvares bahitam ahitam vibhur iti. Translation, word for word. Saha, that. Twam, you. Mama, of me. Api, also. Achyuta, O infallible one. Srisni, and the head. Vanditam, worshipped. Karaambujam, your lotus hand. Yat, which. Twat, by you. Adhai, placed. Satvatam, on the head of the devotees. Bibharshi, you maintain. Mam, me. Lakshma, as an insignia on your chest. Varenya, O worshipable one. Mayaya, with deceit. Kaha, who. Isvarasya, of the supremely powerful controller. Ihitam, the desires. Uhitum, to understand by reason and argument. Bibhu, is able. Thus, sorry, iti, thus. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. It's quite a long purport, 2 pages, so please bear with me and try to hear as closely as possible. Translation. O infallible one, your lotus palm is the source of all benediction. Therefore, your pure devotees worship it, and you very mercifully place your hand on their heads. I wish that you may also place your hand on my head, for although you already bear my insignia of golden streaks on your chest, I regard this honor as merely a kind of false prestige for me. You show your real mercy to your devotees, not to me. Of course, you are the supreme absolute controller, and no one can understand your motives. Purport. In many places, these sastras describe the Supreme Personality of Godhead as being more inclined toward his devotees than toward his wife, who always remains on his chest. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 14, text 15, it is stated, Natatami priyatama atma yonir nasankara nacha sankarsano nasrir naivat machayata bhavan. Here, Krishna plainly says that his devotees are more dear to him than Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Sankarsan, the original cause of creation, the goddess of fortune, or even his own self. Elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 9 of the 10th canto, text 20, Sukadev Goswami says, Nimam virinchuna babo nasrir api angasam sraya prasadam lediri gopi yatat prapabi muktidat. The Supreme Lord, who can award liberation to anyone, showed more mercy toward the gopis than to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or even the goddess of fortune, who is his own wife and is associated with his body. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 47, Text 60, also states,
Nayam Sri Yonga Unitantarate Prasadha Swaryositam Nalina Gandarucham Kutonya Rasot Sabesha Bujadanda Grihita Kanta Lobdasi Samya Udagad Braja Sundarinam.
Quote, the gopis received benedictions from the Lord that neither Lakshmi Devi nor the most beautiful dancers in the heavenly planets could attain. In the rasa dance, the Lord showed his favor to the most fortunate gopis by placing his arms on their shoulders and dancing with each of them individually. No one can compare with the gopis who received the causeless mercy of the Lord. Unquote. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that no one can receive the real favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without following in the footsteps of the gopis. Although she underwent severe austerities, or even the goddess of fortune could not receive the same favor as the gopis, although she underwent severe austerities and penances for many years. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discusses this point with Venkata Bhat in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Manjalila, Chapter 9, Text 111 to 131. Quote, the Lord inquired from Venkata Bhat, your worshipable goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, always remains on the chest of Narayana, and she is certainly the most chaste woman in the creation. However, my Lord is Lord Sri Krishna, a cowherd boy engaged in tending cows. Why is it that Lakshmi, being such a chaste wife, wants to associate with my Lord? Just to associate with Krishna, Lakshmi abandoned all transcendental happiness in Vaikuntha, and for a long time accepted vows and regulative principles and performed unlimited austerities.
Venkata Bhat replied, Lord Krishna and Lord Narayan are one and the same, but the pastimes of Krishna are more relishable due to their sportive nature. They are very pleasing for Krishna's Shaktis. Since Krishna and Narayana are both the same personality, Lakshmi's association with Krishna did not break her vow of chastity. Rather, it was in great fun that the goddess of fortune wanted to associate with Lord Krishna. The goddess of fortune considered that her vow of chastity would not be damaged by her relationship with Krishna. Rather, by associating with Krishna, she could enjoy the benefit of the rasa dance. If she wanted to enjoy herself with Krishna, what fault is there? Why are you joking so about this? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, I know that there is no fault in the goddess of fortune, but still she could not enter into the rasa dance. We hear this from revealed scriptures. The authorities of Vedic knowledge met Lord Brahmachandra in Dandakaranya, and by their penances and austerities, they were allowed to enter into the rasa dance. But can you tell me why the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, could not get that opportunity? To this, Venkata Bhat replied, I cannot enter into the mystery of this incident. I am an ordinary living being. My intelligence is limited and I am always disturbed. How can I understand the pastimes of the Supreme Lord? They are deeper than millions of oceans. Lord Chaitanya replied, Lord Krishna has a specific characteristic. He attracts everyone's heart by the mellow of his personal conjugal love. By following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of the planet known as Braja Loka or Goloka Vrindavan, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. However, the inhabitants of that planet do not know that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unaware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the residents of Vrindavan like Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, and the gopis treat Krishna as their beloved son or lover. Mother Yashoda accepts him as her son and sometimes bind him to a grinding mortar. Krishna's cowherd boyfriends think he is an ordinary boy and get up on his shoulders. In Goloka Vrindavan, no one has any desire other than to love Krishna. Unquote. The conclusion is that one cannot associate with Krishna unless he has fully received the favor of the inhabitants of Braja Bhumi. Therefore, if one wants to be delivered by Krishna directly, he must take to the service of the residents of Vrindavan, who are unalloyed devotees of the Lord. Thus end the purport of this verse from the Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 18, Text 24. Om Ajnana Tinirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishvare Visabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kipa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Satam mama pi achuta sisnibanditam karam bhujam yatvat adhayisat patam nivarsimam lakshma varanya mayaya ka isvarasya hitam uhitum vibhur iti. So Lakshmi Devi, she is the goddess of fortune. She is from also the Swarup Shakti, the personal expansion of the Supreme Lord. No lesser than Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, the gopis, the gopas, or the inhabitants
of Vrindavan, but she is in a different mood. Her mood is that of worshipping the Supreme Lord with awe and reverence. Unlike the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they are in the spontaneous love towards the Supreme Lord. They don't care whether Krishna is God or not. This is the uniqueness and simplicity of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They don't know whether Krishna is God or Vishnu or Paramatma or a demigod. All they know is this: they love this very funny boy, very attractive, wonderful, beautiful boy. They will do anything and everything and sacrifice everything for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. Unlike Lakshmi Devi, she worshipped Narayana with awe and reverence, always with folded hands and ready to serve also the Supreme Lord. So here, she is comparing herself as to not having full mercy than the devotees, direct devotees of Lord Krishna or Lord Narayana. She wanted benediction and mercy from the Supreme Lord. Especially asking this touch of the hand, palm of the hand of the Supreme Lord. The mercy of the Supreme Lord or His pure devotees, usually they are being conveyed by showing the hand to the recipient. There's so much energy in the hand. It's like when you shake hands, it's like you're exchanging your energy also with somebody. And when we see also Srimati Radharani, usually she's having her hand like this, giving blessings. And especially when they've been touched to the head of the devotee, then the devotee becomes empowered or blessed. So very often they will ask, "Maharaj, give us your blessings." So they're just waiting, usually, for the touch to their head, especially. Because when one has been touched to the head, then it's like being given full mercy or blessings from the Supreme Lord or His pure devotees. So Lakshmi Devi is wishing that also that touch of Lord Narayana be placed on her head, because this is not usually done to her. Unlike the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Lord Krishna would even jump on the shoulder of His devotees while playing. Or even in the case of Kaliya, a serpent. How can that be? Who is an envious entity, the Supreme Lord can put His lotus feet on His hoods. So, real mercy is being shown to the devotees, especially when we see the activities of the devotees. The activities of the devotees shows Krishna's mercy. To the degree that they are surrendered unto the Supreme Lord, to the degree that Krishna's mercy overflows unlimitedly. That they don't want anything else except service. So here in this case, we've been talking that for the last few days, how Krishna, in this verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Samoham Sarbhabhute Su Namedvishyo Sriya Priya, that Krishna is equal to everyone. To the demons and to the demigods, he is equal. No one is his enemy and no one is his friend. But how is it that demigods seems to be getting the favor? Just like the slap of the father and the kiss of the father to the son is the same. The mercy is equal. The slap of the father to the son is to correct the son so that the son will think properly. And similarly, the kiss of the father to the son for admiring the son's being a good boy is the same. So Krishna is punishing the demons when they are killed. They also got sarupya mukti. All the kings, all the opponents of the Pandavas, they also attained liberation. It's not that they went to hell. Similarly, the Pandavas and the others who are on the side of Yudhisthira Maharaj and Arjuna, they also went back home, back to Godhead. So why is it that the devotees are seemingly being favored more than those who are opposed or inimical towards the Supreme Lord? Because the Lord is conquered by his devotees, and the devotees are conquered by the Lord. Through their unselfish, unmotivated devotional service. Ye bhajanti tumang bhaktya, maye tetesu chapi aham. This is the other part of the verse. Bhaktya means in devotion, maye are in me. Bhajanti, render transcendental service. The Supreme Lord can only be pleased by his devotees. The jnanis, they're not be able to give happiness to the Supreme Lord. The yogis, they cannot give happiness to the Supreme Lord. Nor the karmis, they can give happiness to the Supreme Lord. Only the bhaktas. Because they are sold out 100% only to please the Supreme Lord. So how do we render service to the Supreme Lord? Through mind, body, and words, and ultimately our very self. We can render some service to the Supreme Lord through actions, but mind should be also there. As Prabhupada says, if one is enthusiastically very active, but at the same time not focused on whom really he wants to please, then all of his activities is just a waste of time. Action doesn't necessarily serving the Supreme Lord alone. One's motivation should be also focused only for the happiness of the Supreme Lord, just like the inhabitants of Vrindavan. The gopis, they don't have any desires. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, that the example of the gopis is the best the way they wanted to please the Supreme Lord for everyone to follow. They even break the Vedic scriptures. Morally, seems to be that they are not properly acting according to the scriptures. That even in the middle of the night, those who were married and those who were already have children, they left them by the sound of the flute of Lord Krishna. They left. They walk away. Now, morally, that is wrong, isn't it? But that is the highest. So, everything that happens is the Lord's will. Sometimes, the devotees are being put into distress due to some unforeseen or unwanted events that seemingly the devotee may think that, oh Krishna, why is this happening to me? Why are you giving this problem to me? You are not being just. I am giving up everything for you and still you are giving me in reciprocal to all the things that I wanted to do for you. Why are you like this? Do you think like that sometimes? Or everything is smooth ride for you? This is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. The mercy of the Supreme Lord is for everyone. So the gopis, when their main purpose is to just give ultimate happiness for Lord Krishna, nothing for themselves. This is devotional service. Devotional service means nothing for me, everything for Krishna. Not even 1% for me. Now that seems to be very difficult, isn't it? It's easy to say. But especially those householders, that is very difficult to do. The only thing that stopping us to become completely determined in order to serve Krishna 100% is our attachment towards sex. Or material desires. As long as we are hankering for the attraction towards the opposite sex and increase our material desires, it'll be very difficult to become very determined like the gopis or the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Determination means one has to continue irregardless of what happened. One must be patient. One must persevere to go on and on. And determination means, oh Krishna, it doesn't matter whatever happens to me, I will never give up. I will never give up. The problem here is that we want everything instantly. We want to have the result as soon as possible. And Prabhupada gave an example. It's like a girl who just got married wants to have a child the next day. No, you have to wait. Be patient. Be patient that somehow or other, ultimately, the day will come that Krishna will fully bestow His mercy upon me. And the best way actually to expedite this is to please one's spiritual master. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadad nagati kutopi.
If the spiritual master is not pleased, then Krishna is not pleased. If Krishna is not pleased, definitely spiritual master is not pleased. As long as we have this material body, we have to perform austerities, we have to perform sacrifice for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna in order to ultimately attain their blessings or benediction. The mercy of Krishna is not different than the mercy of Guru. Guru's mercy comes from Krishna's mercy. So to please the Guru, we have to follow in his footsteps. Just like Krishna follow in the footsteps of his devotees. Krishna is always behind his devotees. He wanted to get the dust from his devotees. But at the same time, while walking, Krishna's dust from his lotus feet actually is in front of the devotee. That gives mercy and blessings to the devotee to continue on. So reciprocally, they go side by side. The gopis' desires towards the Supreme Lord sometimes is called as lusty desires. Mundane-wise, lusty desires means I want to please you, but I want more than what I gave to you. My pleasing you is only ultimately for my own benefit. That is lusty desires. That is mundane. When we say in the mundane world, I love you, that is not love. That is lust. Because I want something from you. But the gopis or Mother Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj, no. They only want ultimately for Krishna's pleasure. Because when they please Krishna, ultimately they are happy. And it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the gopis' happiness multiplied 10 million times when they see Krishna's happy. And Krishna's happiness is when he sees the gopis' beautiful faces, also multiplied 10 million times. And Radharani, she would also push the other gopis towards Krishna, and her happiness multiplied 10 million times than that of the gopis, who were 10 million times earlier, far greater. So this should be our mood. As sadhaka, we should actually give always the preference to other devotees to do service. And this is what is desirable. What is desirable? Usually a neophyte devotee will go and jump and don't give others service. Very selfish. So this is not wanted. What is wanted is as much as possible, we try to assist our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and the disciplic succession in the process of our execution of devotional service, give others more chance to serve Krishna or other devotees. So in this way, this is the mood of Vrindavan. It is not a fault to give others preference to do bhakti, because Krishna sees the one who is in the last position. He sees more Krishna in the last position than the one who is way, way in front. If you push yourself towards Krishna, actually
and not letting others give a chance to do service, then Krishna does not like this. That's why our mood is that Gopi Bartu Padalakamayor Dasa 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 Anudas. Not that we are in the front of everyone. So the devotees of the Lord, they don't mind whatever kind of form they have in the spiritual world. We were talking with one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples the other day, that his only goal is to become a dog of Srila Prabhupada. That's one of kind of form he wants to be. Just like exalted devotees like Lord Brahma or Uddhava, they just want to be like some kind of bush or a creeper. Even Lord Brahma says, even just outside of Vrindavan, immediate outside of Vrindavan, not even inside of Vrindavan. So that when the gopis or the inhabitants of Vrindavan walk, then the dust coming from the walking, the dust, Brajaraj, will be showered upon him. This should be our mood. Our Siddha Swarup, actually, according to Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, is only one. Trinadapi sunichena taror api sahisnuna amanena manadena kirtaniya sadahari. This is our eternal form. We should not hanker, because it's not cheap. One time in Kumbh Mela, I saw a group of people. They're wearing red saris. And I was thinking, wow, this must be women. So they get closer and closer. And then when I saw them, they have beards. And they have long hairs. And they're all like men. You cannot force yourself to be a gopi or a follower of one of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, worship of Nandanandana Krishna is the topmost. But greater than worship of Nandanandana Krishna is worship of Nanda Maharaj. Worship of his devotees. So as much as possible, we try to serve our Guru, Srila Prabhupada, the Vaishnavas, and don't commit any offenses. Vaishnava Parad is so great that anything can go haywire. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that you only need two things to attain love of God. Constantly chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and don't offend any Vaishnavas. Or anyone, jiva, even an ant. In Vrindavan, all the inhabitants are pure devotees. Ultimately, even these animals will go back home, back to Godhead. This is their last life. So one must be extra careful. Somehow or other, we should pray to the inhabitants of Vrindavan that someday, hopefully in the near future, that all of our material desires will disappear, that we'll solely dedicate ourselves, mind, speech, actions, and our very self towards rendering loving service towards the Supreme Lord, just like they do. It's like here, one cannot associate with Krishna unless he has fully received the favor of the inhabitants of Brajabhumi. You have to please them. You cannot imitate them, but follow in their footsteps the way they love Krishna. And nevertheless, hope against hope, that day will come. Any questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bo.
Thank you for the discussion. I was wanting to pursue the point about our not caring for any particular position in spiritual reality.
So speak louder.
Krishna,
yes, yes.
So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yayata Mam Prapadyante, according to the essential nature of our approach toward him, then he reciprocates with us accordingly. And Srila Prabhupada says there in the purport that if Krishna will reciprocate, if you want Krishna as a friend, then he reciprocates as a friend, etc.
Yes.
And in the Nectar Devotion, when discussing the three types of vignapti or submission to the Lord, Srila Prabhupada says that the only price for entering into the spiritual world is to cry for some particular type of service mm-hmm. in relationship to Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, oftentimes we hear this sort of generic approach toward the Absolute, but it seems that from the teaching of Srila Prabhupada, as we are progressing in our devotional service, then it is not meant to remain devoid of specificity, but
yes.
rather it becomes more and more specific as we're coming closer to the Absolute. So I was wondering if you can elaborate on this.
Yes, the more one becomes purified, then the more he'll realize his relationship with Krishna. Each and every one of us is a unique individual soul. We all have an individual, unique relationship with the Supreme Lord, and this will uncover in due course of time. This will be revealed by the spiritual master and Krishna himself. We cannot even understand that the name and the Supreme Lord is none different than himself. This is a stages. Nama guna rupa. That when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we don't have understanding that Krishna and his name is none different. But the more we chant, we'll realize that yes, the name is none different than the Lord, than his nama rupa, than his beautiful form. Is there started to realize then guna, his qualities, his pastimes. So it is a gradual process. Gradual process means not fast. Gradual means slowly, inch by inch, you're making progress. We don't have to worry about that. For now, we should be worried about how to give up our material desires, how to give up our false ego, how to get rid of envy. We have to get rid first of these different anarthas. Then ultimately, it'll come. It'll happen. It's a step by step, a scientific process. Whatever the acharya says, that we will realize someday, hopefully in this lifetime. So we have to be patient. But we have to be greedy at the same time. Greedy for seva. But not greedy for seva that others will get trampled, that others will push aside. No. As we mentioned that earlier, that we have to be careful, extra careful. I'm not worried about my relationship with Krishna right now. I'm just worried about how can I chant my rounds attentively. Prabhupada says we're even having problem chanting our 16 rounds. So definitely it will come. Krishna knows our needs, just like the Father. When you're ready for it, Krishna will give it. Are you satisfied with that one, or you want something else? I know that. Okay, always a follow-up, like basketball here.
Thank you for your answer, Marsh. My follow-up question would be that if we were to become more concerned about our relationship with Krishna,
yes,
would that not help to expedite the seriousness in which we perform our sadhana?
Oh, yes, definitely. The more the fog gets cleared, the more you'll be want to really see what's going on. Right now, we are foggy. Our mind is too foggy. Our heart is too many sinful desires. So the more it gets cleared, the more we become enthusiastic. But nevertheless, we should still be enthusiastic. We should not lose enthusiasm if it's not happening as soon as what we want it to be. But definitely, the more things becomes clear, you see, there is what you call the, right now, this Pustimarg. They worship Lord Krishna as their son. This is Balabhacharya. You've seen some pilgrims here, baskets, carrying baskets with the baby Gopal. They want to worship baby Gopal in this way, that they are like the father or the mother. It may be, yes. But we cannot worship Krishna like that in the beginning. Even Prabhupada says we should worship Radha Shyama Sundar in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. With awe and reverence. Because we're not on that level. Prabhupada was asked, is it okay to lead the Govinda Lila Amrita and the Astakaliya Lila? Prabhupada says, no, even a sannyasi should not read this. This is for the topmost devotee. This is for the Paramahamsas. There are so many books in Loi Bazaar or Louis Bazaar. You go there, hips and hips of books about Radha Krishna Lila. Not just by reading it, you're entering into it. You're very far away from it. Not possible. We cannot even understand Krishna Tattva from the Bhagavad Gita. That's why our first book is the Bhagavad Gita. It's Krishna Tattva first. We cannot go to Krishna Lila yet. When we are cleared and understood Krishna Tattva from Bhagavad Gita, then we go to Krishna Lila. Then we will relish it. Right now it's just a sense enjoyment. Now, there's so many kathas in Vrindavan. You see so many billboards. Devotees also are being warned by Prabhupada not to go to these different kathas. But unfortunately, they don't follow Prabhupada. They heard, oh yes, this is a very nice speaker. Let me go in here. Some of them are genuine, some of them are not. So you have to be very extra careful, because if you hear those speakers who are impure in their hearts, instead of purifying yourself, your material desires increases more. It's only good while you're hearing. Oh, this is nice. But then when you go home, your material desires increases. So we're very fortunate somehow or other. Our programs in the Hare Krishna movement is super jam-packed. Right from the early morning, as soon as we get up, Mangal Arati, japa, meditation, class, Guru Puja, prasadam, practical service. One has to perform practical service. Prabhupada says also, oh, there are so many places in Vrindavan where you can, you know, chant. Solitary place. But no, you're not like Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was enticed by a prostitute and he did not get affected. You will get affected. I also can be affected. Prabhupada says. We are not like that. We have to do practical seva, like 24-hour kirtan, or pujari, or cooking for Krishna, or checking Prabhupada's accounts, or distributing books. If you are distributing books, it's no different than Rasa Leela, Prabhupada says. You want to go into Rasa Leela? Then distribute his books. Tanmoy Prabhu here from LA, he distributes books every day. You want to go like that? Be practical. Be practical. Don't sit in a solitary place and thinking of women, money, prestige. Some devotees I've seen, they go to Radha Kund immediately. They don't even spend time with us. But after some time, I don't see them there. They have long hair and beard and go back to their old activities. We cannot expedite this. The only thing is that we have to be greedy to do practical service. Then it may happen in this lifetime. And then we'll be able to understand our service, our eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. You have another follow-up question? Thank you for your question and thank you for your attentiveness. Hopefully we all go back to Godhead in this lifetime. Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.